New Zealanders recently held a national memorial for the victims of the recent terror attacks there. Muslim communities are still reeling from the tragedy, including here in the Mountain West. 91.5 KRCC's Ali Budner reports.
Hundreds of people are squeezed into an event room at a hotel in Colorado Springs. It's less than a week after 15 Muslims were shot dead in New Zealand. They're there to pray, to mourn, to show solidarity, and to ponder what comes next.
We must stand next to one another.
Kamel El-Wazir helped organize the event. He's the president of the Islamic Society of Colorado Springs.
In the same way we stood with our brothers in the Jewish synagogue, in Christian churches, who have been affected by terror.
Colorado Springs is best known for its large concentration of Christian churches, but the speakers here tonight are from a rainbow of local faith communities, Buddhists in maroon robes, Jews wearing yarmulkes, and Christian pastors in black and white collars. Police officers in uniform offer a promise.
We took an oath to serve all of you.
And city government officials also line up for the podium. Many of them address the tragic frequency of recent attacks on houses of worship, from mosques to Sikh temples to black churches to synagogues.
The list is ridiculously long.
Jay Sherwood is a rabbi at Temple Shalom.
Unfortunately, I'm going to tell you now that 4 months from now, we'll add another place to the list, unless we do something to stop it.
Just 2 days after this vigil, the side of a mosque in Southern California was found burned and graffitied with direct references to the New Zealand attacks. According to the latest numbers from the Council on American-Islamic Relations, hate crimes against Muslims went up nearly 800% between 2014 and 2017, and they continued to rise into 2018. The New Zealand attacks have only heightened the feelings of insecurity for Muslim communities here.
Regardless of the fact that it was physically a world away, it happened to our community here.
Iman Judah is from Aurora, Colorado. She says her mosque experienced a steep drop in attendance the Friday of the New Zealand attacks.
And I know it was out of sheer fear.
And for those who continue to pray at the mosque,
we have increased police and sheriff presence and patrol. And that will continue to happen indefinitely.
She says the continued assaults leave her weary and sometimes speechless.
My job as the spokeswoman for the largest and oldest mosque in the Rocky Mountain region has become increasingly difficult. I have never seen us had to face things like a Muslim travel ban or the threat of a Muslim registry.
Judah found President Trump's Twitter response to the New Zealand attacks lacking. But she says every time an incident like this happens, allies show up from every corner of her community, religious and secular alike. Nearly 400 miles away, Luna Banuri echoes this sentiment. She says in Salt Lake City, people rallied to support her Muslim community after the New Zealand attacks, including the police and FBI.
They literally sprung into action right away. And now we are also in discussion of if we can create an active shooter training for our mosques. I think it's become inevitable for us to do that, but it also needs to be linked to mental health issues that the Muslim youth are facing.
Banuri says that's because young Muslims have seen more violence as attitudes towards them have shifted over the last few years. She and her daughter don't wear hijabs, so she says they still feel relatively safe walking around town.
But I have two teenage boys who all of a sudden became a sign of danger on the street.
Banuri says her sons have been harassed on public transit and at school. She says her family moved to Utah 6 years ago from Chicago and stayed there because they had felt welcome. But today she says she'd like to see elected leaders as well as leaders in the Mormon Church take even more of a stand against Islamophobia and white nationalism. Back at the vigil in Colorado Springs, Rabbi Jay Sherwood delivers the same sentiment in his closing message.
When it's in your place, when it's in your home, in your place of work, when it's in your community, our community here in Colorado Springs, in our place of worship, in our place of business, the person sitting in the booth next to me in the restaurant, we need to not ignore it. We need to speak up and say, your hate speech is unacceptable.
For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Ali Budner.